Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I have with me Karen Kelly with Children's Museum of Atlanta. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, Karen, before we get too far into things, tell us about the Children's Museum of Atlanta, mission, purpose, things like that.
Okay, well, our mission is to inspire children to learn and discover through the power of play. And to do that, we have this wonderful museum, which is currently closed because of the coronavirus, with hands-on, minds-on learning. So kids can explore, create their own experiences. They can climb into our giant globe or play at our sand table or do one of our arts classes in our art studio and see a performance. So we're all about hands-on, minds-on learning. We get around 200,000 plus visitors a year inside the museum. But on top of that, we have extensive outreach programming. We have Museum on the Go, which goes out to schools and does programs and performances. But we also have our Connected Learning, Connected Communities, and Mobile Learning Outreach into 23 sites around Atlanta, where we see around 1,200 children a month.
And how do you go, a museum that relies so much on in-person, face-to-face, human interaction, how do you kind of make a pivot in this world now that we're in for at least the next few months, a lot of the work is going to have to be done virtually?
Well, I have to give my team amazing credit for that. We did an insanely quick pivot from in 2 days being out in the community to being in 2 days online. We took some of our programs that we do inside the museum and we repurposed and refocused them so that they would be really accessible for parents with kids at home. And our team is like taking their tech tools they have at home, their iPhones and Androids, and videotaping and creating great programming and activities to go online. We already ground everything we do in our deep understanding of child developmental levels and what they need for school. So all the programming we're producing is based on that, but it's also got to be fun. So we've really kind of amped up the fun, and we've also tried to make it as easy as possible. Like if we're sending out an activity for parents to do at home, we're trying to keep it to 3 or 4 steps and to only things they might already have in the house.
And this kind of a pivot, while it was done based on necessity, this might, I would imagine, in the future become part of the offerings you have of the museum, don't you think?
Absolutely. We are going to keep this up and deepen it and keep it as a part of our toolkit and part of the things families and teachers can look for from us going into the future.
So now these offerings, are they right now only to the existing members of the museum or is this open to the public?
It is open to everybody. We've got several platforms that you can get to us through: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can just go to our website to our blog. And all the links are on the blog. We've got a YouTube channel as well. Really, this is free content for anybody who needs it.
And then you're trying to obviously keep members and attract new ones. Is there an opportunity for the people to participate to engage more with the museum in terms of becoming a member and contributing?
Yes, they can. Absolutely still can engage as a member and contribute or donate. Just go to our Children's Museum Atlanta. Sorry, I have to look this up at home. Donate or just look on our website to find the button. For people who are members now, we've extended their memberships past the time when we're closed so that they don't feel like they've lost anything. We're very careful about that.
Now, what about corporate sponsors? Is there a way for corporations that want to support your mission to get involved?
Absolutely. They can reach out to our development department through our website or go online again and donate, especially if they want to support our free online programming to the community. That would be wonderful. We'd be very excited.
And then what's the type?
I want to back up on that one. We also have already some terrific and amazing corporate partners who have helped support us through the past years. And I want to just give them a shout out and thank you. I'm not going to call out anybody specifically because I don't want to forget somebody, but really, truly, we have terrific corporate partners.
Now, I would imagine in this manner, when you have some digital offering as well as eventually back to the in-person offering, the right corporate sponsor can really create evergreen brand halo effect with the right partnership, and you can kind of team up together to create really interesting activities for the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we do some of that now. I don't know if people consider them a corporation, but Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, we partner with great content for them, for kids' health and nutrition, is just one example of how we work with our corporate partners.
So now, moving forward on this, you mentioned your team is kind of creating its own content. Are you getting together and kind of working together as a team to kind of strategize, okay, let's see, let's create some work around this, you know, this material, and then what do you, and then go back to your team, like who has what at their house, and like, how are you kind of executing this?
That's exactly right. We have embraced the whole online meeting platform. And frankly, we meet with different team members almost every day. And that's exactly what we do. We want to do this activity, and we do a call out to the entire team. Do you have these things at your house? Can you take pictures of yourself doing this activity? And that's what happens. So we really do have the entire team involved, from our security guy to our executive director. So that's exactly what we do. We sort of strategize around it. What do you have at home? What children's books do you have at home? We do story times. You know, some of our team is younger, but fortunately, because they like working with children, they have a series of books of their own house they can pull out and do story time with. People who have actually, like you all, you mentioned earlier, they have their own video and audio equipment at home because they do work beyond the museum. And they have been generous in using that to create content for us.
Now, is there a community of children's museum people around the country that you all can kind of share best practices and network and work with to help each other during this time?
Absolutely. So there's the Association of Children's Museums, which has been very much on top of this coronavirus initiative and the outreach initiatives. They have great online tools that we use to connect across the country to see what everybody's doing. Everybody's communities and abilities are different. As you know, we've just gone on lockdown in Georgia, stay at home in Georgia. Some people have sort of a little bit more flexibility with currently in their communities. So everybody's doing something a little different, but we're all sharing best practices and ideas.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck getting through this. It sounds like you are very creative folks over there, and you're doing whatever you can do to keep the families engaged, especially during this time where a lot of families are now together and having a lot of quality time. So to have a lot of different activities to do that are educational and inspirational to engage the children is so important.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the work you are doing. And keeping up with all of this. And please, I'm just going to ask folks to check out our website, childrensmuseumatlanta.org, and come and see what they can find. And if you're a corporation, if you're interested, let us know.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you, Lee, and you have a great day.
All right, that was Karen Kelly with Children's Museum of Atlanta. Their website, again, is childrensmuseumatlanta.org. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.